In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Many persons have asked the prayers of God's children. A sister asks prayers on behalf of her dear ones so that they would find trust in the family and mutual love. Mother prays that the children which has given up their faith would come back, and the son and his friend would, and also the sister and her friend would get the grace of repentance, and she will remain believing. Brother and father ask that they would trust upon God in a very difficult life situation so that they would preserve in faith. Mother asks the prayers of children of God so that the family of his son would remain in faith and they would have power to grow their family with love. Believing Father asks prayers on behalf of his son who has sickness, and so that he would get the grace of repentance and would get his healthy again. Brother asks prayers on behalf of his friends so that they would take all phases of their life from God's hand. Mother asks prayers for her dear ones so that they would have power to believe, and unbelievers would find the kingdom of God. Our God, you have our life in your hand. Bless and protect us and our dear ones. Be with us in different phases of our life. Help us to be under your will. Hear our prayers. Amen. This Saturday evening service topic, I will read from Psalm 78, verses 1 through 7. In Jesus' name, give ear, all my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he is established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and then declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Amen. Dear travel friends, brothers and sisters, we have just been able to have the Lord's Holy Communion to strengthen our faith. We belong after in this time, which is so many-sided, that basic safety which the Word of God only can create. We want to have that unity of the Spirit, and we experience this in the midst of children of God, which once again quieten themselves to hear the Word of God. Hearing the Word, how difficult is this for our human mind. It don't accept this. You have to once again and again command to in this time, which brings in front of us so much different happenings, interesting situations. Where we are working until so long that we get tired, but we don't finally leave on this. Not even the best salary bring that life which is suitable in front of God. Our Savior, when he get those enormous big temptations after 40 days feast, answers the serpent which set a challenge: if you are Son of God, the Son of God, so change these stones to bread. If you are. And then our Father answers these well-known words, which he refers from the Old Testament. Man does not live only of bread, but of each word which come out from the mouth of God. I ask in this moment you who have followed these services, beloved people who have via media maybe have listened to these services, and maybe sometimes asked, how do you be able to listen so 2 weeks after after Suvi seuras sit hour after hour sit and listen, do they not have learned yet the most dangerous is if this question comes to us who should have a strong knowledge of the power of God's word and the power which keeps life. But it might happen this way, and for that reason this psalm with the words of God says, behold my fall, see how tenderly and with love God comes to a man, give ear my people. It means that I keep you on my hand. I have your father, your creator. You are mine. You belong to me. And exactly to you I want to speak. God has not created any man, person, for hell, only the one of which our Savior says that the Bible will be fulfilled. For that reason, it's extremely important that we, in spite of the opposite ideas which come from our flesh, we have our heart's will, the new man's will, to listen what God speaks to me. Fight against that effect which arises from my corrupted person. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. It is clear that the author of Psalm is not in his own mother. No one's words are not so well that we could say, and we could have right to say, hear me, because I have now something to say. That is what we many times say, especially at our home, and maybe that we find later that in these words there was something my selfishness. But when God speaks to his folk, God speaks for that reason, that we would remain as his folk, and those who are not the folk of God would get to the two participants of God's folk, so that they could find gracious God from his kingdom which is here upon the earth, society of saints which the Holy Spirit has called together and protected as a child of God. It is not the society of the saints in that meaning that here would be something something very very good people, but opposite way. In some sermon, earlier sermon of the beloved brother, where there was spoken about this invitation, where those people from sick people were gathered, seems to be better description of our folk. I will open my mouth a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. Psalm 78 is an interesting psalm. It has many different parts. You can see the psalm of teaching a historical story of the folk of God, and you can see also praise to God of his great works. But you can see also there a sorrow, God's sorrow of those with whom he would like to guide with his strong hand, but which didn't want to follow and give up. When I thought this psalm and was preparing in my thoughts to this text, I now ask you a question. Have you also now and then been against God's will? I think that many has to say yes. Many says, oh, how many times I have been against the will of God. Oh, how many times I have been slow to learn, although God has shown me also his miracles. And of which miracle would you tell if there was an interviewer, if he asked you, tell me some miracle, of which miracle did you tell? Maybe that some of you or many of you would say the same as also I would say, it is a great marvel that I am in the midst of children of God, as a child of God. In fact, it's so enormous big thing that if we stop to think this, our words and understanding is not enough to describe why it has happened so. Why exactly me have got the invitation or have been protected from my childhood in this flock of children of God, which is so hidden from human understanding that through this way you don't find it. Is it so? Jesus says, if no someone does not newborn, he can't see the kingdom of God. And when our Savior God's Son says this way, it's really this way. But in some way this world can see this in some way the world could also see this at Jesus' time, or with better words, he who is the enemy of soul, who knows where the kingdom of God is, and it makes all possible that this kingdom would remain so low valued and black, so hidden that man could not find this, and it makes everything for that via his servants that this kingdom of God would become such so poor that no one would accept this. Beloved, dear children here at the first bench, boys and girls, even you, boy, confirmation camp boy, who are going to get my signature to your papers for confirmation camp. Dear children, how have you felt to be at services? Beloved young ones, you many young people who sit here partly in this tent, partly outside of this tent, under this bright sun, how have you felt to be at services? Is it so that you share the experience of Emmaus travelers when they said after the big doubts to each other, did we feel very warmly when he described us scriptures? Dear boys and girls, the Heavenly Father protect you all so that you would remain in this flock of God's folk. Because this author of Psalm gave us a task to speak to you children. You children are the biggest or most valuable guests according to Jesus' word. Examples for adults in your faith. You don't perhaps doubt if there is enough bread for us children. Of course, mother and father will take care of this, that we have it's good to be at home. Father and mother, of course, takes care of this, that we can live in love. That kind of faith is the faith of a child. But this psalm gives us, to mothers and fathers, a strong message. It exhorts us to speak of this most important, valuable matter to our children. I know yet that the first heads bent down. I know of my own experience I would like to especially for you young families to lay to your hearts this matter, that when these small children grow up to this size, that you can take them with you, so bring them to Lord Jesus so that he can bless them. What does this mean? Bring them to Sunday school. From this time has become such a hurried time, and this Sunday morning and Sunday day in wrong way, a day of rest, so that you have to think if I have power to bring children to Sunday school. Dear fathers and mothers, I said to your heart, lay to your heart the question that think who is he whom you serve when you bring your children to the blessing of Savior. Namely, we have in many times to confess at our home how few words we have at home to learn children. For that reason, it's important that we who have such little words, so that we would have the mind in our heart, so that we bring the children to the connection of children of God. We might from these situations, or we get also from these situations, it's not a poor thing that we adults come to very simple teaching. It's not a bad thing to set down and listen those simple childlike words which are spoken to children. It is these situations, they carry blessings also for us parents and elders. The message of the right author of Psalm speaks of the task of teaching. This is not only the exhort of Old Testament, but our Lord Jesus Christ said to teach all nations. He himself took children in his bosom and blessed them. And I want also to speak about another matter to you, mothers and fathers. Have you remembered the meaning of evening prayer? Even this serves both of us. It is a moment when you can, after many difficult situations, stop to discuss with children. If you haven't spoken about these matters at daytime, so before you begin to sleep, you can speak about those matters, and as a father I have experienced that this has been very valuable for me. This has shown that we, many times angry fathers, can, and we have reason for bend our head to the level of the child. We have reason for ask forgiveness. We have reason for humble. We who sometimes see us to be so big. That a child's simple faith can be seen in that situation, so that they forgive us. They have enough gospel. We live the year of festivity, our fatherland's 100 years festivity. In the midst of what kind of fatherland the families of today will be born? Is there any 70 years old people here? You who have this year 70 years birthday, you are the biggest generation after the war. I have thought, why is it so? Was it so that 2 years after the war, this folk had trust upon God's protection? This folk had trust upon this, that God can give bread to family. This folk grow up big families. We who travel during our holidays, we can see those memory stones of these times, which make me sorrowful. Do you guess what they are? They are those empty schools, those fields which are not in use, which are empty for that reason, that there are no more children. This smaller getting folk, has this lost the trust upon God's blessing? Has it happened so that it counts according to its own understanding, what are my possibilities? And we can guess they get this result, that they are not so good, my possibilities. And I want also give you one more message to you, young families. Trust upon God's blessing. This our folk, this dear fatherland, needs new people, new citizens, those who grow up in healthy families, whose values are based on God's word, who can trust upon God's blessing and live of this, and who, although we are disliked exactly for this reason, because you so powerfully grow up your, or make your families bigger, so you who you under this pressure have power to get those children which God God gives you in year 1947. Born children didn't born to this rich society, but they were born to this society which has had many difficult questions. Now we live time when we are known in the world one of the most lucky countries, where many people would like to move if they could. Dear travel friends, keep this trust which we by faith have. The folk in wilderness, though the trials were many, but one trial was a surprising trial. It met this folk in promised land. Then Moses remembers them, Lord, your God brings you to this land which he has promised this to your forefathers Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. You get big and beautiful cities which you haven't built up, houses which are full of every kind of good which you haven't made, those water vessels which you have not made, and wine gardens and olive gardens which you have not made. And when you have eaten enough, don't forget God who guided you out from Egypt, and you have to be obedient to God. The biggest temptation is not in poorness, but in this, that we have too much everything. Our mind touches to this time. New and beautiful cars, beautiful houses, which the papers, interviews, everything this feels us very sweet. But then might happen so that we forget that everything remains here. We are all for a moment here. Beloved travel friends, this word of God encourages to trust upon God's blessing, his word, his guidance. This word of God encourages this evening to believe sins forgiven. Still one message I want to send you. To you who have lost the connection to God's kingdom, ask, pray from God the grace of repentance. Pray from God so that you could understand how short this time is. And you, fathers and mothers, dear travel friends, love each other. Love this folk where we are living. Love the unperishing word of God. The confrontation of the word, God's word, comes nigh to you, my travel friend, even to you who listen this Saturday evening speech at your home. Maybe in big temptations, uplift your heart to believe sins forgiven in Lord Jesus' name and atoning blood, and you, beloved travel friends, in you who feel lacking, great lacking in your family, believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atoning blood. Brothers and sisters, believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This folk of festivities journeying to heaven's home, and God himself guides us to this promised land. Be in good care. He doesn't leave any weak one, but he carries the most weak at his bosom. You don't need to be worried. At the end, I will ask, may I also believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe in Jesus' name. Amen.